Ford and Lincoln just updated their ADAS position statement, and the language changed in a way that matters. It used to say recommended, now it says mandated. That's not a small edit, that's Ford telling your insurer, in writing, that there's no version of this repair where the calibration is optional. Here's what's going to happen. Your supplement comes back short. The adjuster says the OEM procedure is a suggestion. You pull up the Ford position statement. You point to the word mandated. That's the conversation now. The shops that have that document saved are going to win more of those fights. The shops that don't are going to keep eating the difference. Now, the quiet money problem this week. Mild hybrid claims just hit an all-time high in Q1, and most shops are running standard ADAS procedures on these vehicles and calling it done. That's wrong. Mild hybrid systems have voltage sensitivities and braking sensor tuning that your standard calibration workflow doesn't touch. If you're not accounting for that, you're leaving the car in a compromised state and handing the customer back the keys. That's a liability problem, not just a billing problem. On a moderate repair, that missed procedure can cost you $200 to $400 in uncaptured labor. Easy. And here's your Monday morning take. State Farm just announced their big digital transformation plan. Boyd just posted record earnings. Everybody's winning, except the independent shop that still can't get a supplement approved in under a week. Funny how that works.